Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Are you struggling to keep up your healthy habits, whether you've fallen out of routine or maybe just want to book in a health check? Never a bad time to check in with yourself, I suppose. Behavioural change specialist Dr. Heather McKee is working with an initiative with Irish Life, and she's with me here in studio today. Thanks a million, Heather, for joining us in the programme. What are we talking about changing?
Well, it really depends on the individual, you know. I think it's from the Irish Life perspective, we're talking about actually motivating people to take preventative care for their health, which I suppose applies to everyone as well when you think about it. And often, you know, it's the things that you don't see, the invisible things that are actually the things that are most important. You know, these days we're all obsessed with our trackers and our, you know, Fitbits and our rings and all the bits. But you know, are these actually telling us something meaningful? And that's the difference with these kind of Irish Life health tests or the essential health check, is that it's telling us those meaningful numbers that we really need to know, and then we can take action on our long-term health.
Yeah, probably a lot of us after Christmas, spring sort of feels like that period, doesn't it? Where you kind of, you're still in that getting into a new routine and the health buzz. And yet, like, as a nation, we've probably all never been monitoring our health as much as we are now between the different, you know, apps and phones and trackers and running facility. You know, when you think of all of the different things that are out there, like, I feel like we've never been as in tune with our health.
Yeah, well, in ways, but I think a lot of us are actually a bit overwhelmed. You know, I've spent years studying statistics through my academic career, and like, if I find it hard to interpret my numbers and be like, what do I actually need to do today? Like, what hope does my mom or anyone else have, you know? And so I think the important part is actually that we're tracking things that are meaningful for us, but actually we know what we need to do day to day to really make a difference to those things.
What do we need to be mindful of? Like, what figures do we need to understand and know about with regards to our health?
Yeah, I think it's especially important to know what your cholesterol levels are, what your blood sugar levels are, and potentially what your waist circumference is as well. I kind of think those are the top three. With the essential health check, we look at the kind of top five metabolic markers that are the most indicative of your long-term health. So those are the ones that we need to look at most frequently. But the interesting thing about the research that we saw from Irish Life Health was that, you know, more people remember their Netflix pin or their pet's birthday than they did know those
what
numbers.
What their blood type is.
Yeah. And so this is the thing, because they're invisible markers, because they don't show up on a ring or a watch or an app or any of those things, we're not in touch with them in the same way. But actually knowing these and knowing what the essential next step is to take in terms of our health is actually vital. And it's especially what we saw in the research important in this kind of 35 to 55 year old group, because that's actually really when you can start making a difference to your long-term health.
So what, the 35 to 55 year old age group, according to this research, so they were the least proactive, is that right, about their health? Which I'm kind of surprised at.
Yeah, it's interesting. So under 35, they were really engaged in like the optimization culture, and over 55, people are kind of more aware of their health, they're more in touch with their kind of medical practitioners. But at 35 to 55, I think it's when people are in the height of their careers, they're in the height of their child rearing years, they've got a large amount of cognitive load. But there's also this thing in psychology we call the delay bias. So if something isn't immediately salient or highlighted to you, if it's not obvious, we tend to delay it.
Yeah, and probably when you think about that kind of 55 plus age cohort as well, that's nearly when a lot of the kind of the national screening programs kick in too, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, in terms of colon and breast check and a lot of, so people are kind of more mindful of, you know, I have my smear or my mammogram with breast check or whatever it is, and that's kind of on their mind at that age.
Yeah, and unfortunately, with these kind of markers, your metabolic health and your cardiovascular health, that can often be too late for people. And actually what we want to do is wake people up and help empower them and enable them to actually get these health checks earlier, when they can actually really make a difference to their long-term health.
But even if you weren't to do the actual health checks as such, even just an understanding about what's important, you talked about there, the, you know, the blood tests and or your blood type and and, you know, the different metabolic indicators, all of these sort, like,
and
even actually having an understanding of all of that.
Yeah, and I think it's really important, and it's stuff that they're trying to bring in, like, long term, I know, in the wearables field. And, you know, we're all interested in longevity at the moment, and it's become a real buzzword, but this is actually the most important thing you can do for your longevity. Problem is, we normally would have to book an appointment with our GP. For someone who's 35, they might be a bit embarrassed about actually asking about their cholesterol at that stage, or they've got kids to be minded, they've got work to be done, they don't want to be taking that half day.
Or that €80 visit for the GP could be better. You know, maybe they're thinking it could be spent elsewhere.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, about the kind of essential health check is that you do it at home. So you don't have to worry about going up to your GP, book an appointment. And then the thing that I love as a behavioural scientist is they help you interpret your data. They tell you where you are. They tell you what the most meaningful metric is for you. So if you don't have to worry about all the figures, you don't have to worry about them. Mm. They tell you what matters most for you right now, what you need to keep an eye on. And then they tell you the next step.
So the test itself, is that by way of an online test? How does the test work?
You do an online questionnaire, but you actually get a physical test. You know, like we'd get posted out the COVID tests.
Yeah.
And this is a physical blood test that you can actually do at home in the comfort of your own home, not have to worry about going in and booking your appointment or anything like that. And then you just send it away and it goes to the lab. And then a practitioner actually contacts you and they give you full rundown of your numbers. And importantly, they have the time to give you the proper interpretation of it.
Yeah. Is it an actual blood? Are you taking blood yourself?
Yes, it's a finger prick blood test. So it's really, really simple and really, really easy to do. Not as scary as people think that it might be. And actually really empowering as well, because then you can just do it in your own time. You don't have to think about doing it in the middle of the day when the GP is available.
Listener wondering, Heather, they say that they get 10,000 steps a day. Yeah. They're wondering, is that enough? I notice that my sleep still isn't great. Mm. When do I need to do a check if I'm fully fit and healthy, I suppose? But like 10,000 steps, that was the 10K a day. Wasn't that the kind of the big marketing push a couple of years ago?
Yeah, and actually it's not that evidence-based and it really is kind of inter-individual. I would say, you know, get as many steps as you feel capable of. But I would say don't just rely on steps, especially if you're in that 35 to 55-year-old group. You need to kind of have a mix of activities. What feels manageable for you is the most important thing, because people always design their habits for this perfect life rather than actually the real life that they have. And actually, you know, we've got jobs, we've got kids, we've got other things to be worrying about. But I would say, you know, everyone should be getting this test, because it's a stitch in time, basically.
Listener wondering about high cholesterol levels, that being flagged with them. What can they do perhaps to try and reduce that or get a better understanding of actually reducing their cholesterol levels?
Yeah. And I would like to say that I'm not a clinical practitioner, first of all, but I also suffer from high cholesterol. It's genetic, unfortunately, in my family. But there is actually a lot of things you can do, and not just dietary shifts. Actually, exercise can be cardioprotective and actually lower your LDL cholesterol, which is your bad cholesterol, and increase your HDL cholesterol. And actually focusing on the HDL cholesterol and the triglycerides is something that we look at in the health check. But it's also something that you should be asking your GP. If you've got your bloods done, you should be knowing those numbers too.
Okay. Listen, Dr. Heather McKee, behavioural change specialist working on this initiative with Irish Life. Heather, thanks a million for joining us here in studio today. Just to say as well, as Heather mentioned, if you want to do the simple, the at-home blood test, this lifestyle assessment, get the insights and support from clinicians, as Heather mentioned, you can get more information. It's on Irish Life Health's essential health check kits. You can get all the details at irishlife.ie. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.